Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Don't worry if you're still settling and getting comfy. It's important that we take our moments to really feel into what's now here in my body. Not needing an answer to that question. Asking it brings us right in what's now here in my body. So we're just landing in the space. So we can have our attention with the physical environment we're in right now. And just with our eyes closing, taking a note of what holds us, what makes us feel safe in the physical environment that we're sat in right now. What makes us feel safe? What holds us? What are we happy about? What's supporting our body? What's got us physically here? Is it just the ground? Is it the chair? What are we letting ourselves be held by? And what of what's around us right now is bringing us something of joy, even if it's really subtle, or beauty, or comfort. What's really interesting here is what I'm getting and what I'm sharing, each be getting something else we're connecting with. But there's this beautiful image of the hummingbird here now. Something beautiful, something quick, something unexpected. And it's bringing that message that just in this space we're going to drop into, we can give permission for ourselves to receive something beautiful, something unexpected. And something from the natural realms, because we're really going to be working with the body, I think, in this journey. So really another emphasis on allowing the weight in our bodies to drop, to let ourselves drop into the ground or the seat or whatever's holding us. And imagine that the tension, any holding that we're carrying, is just draining out of the body like water into the earth. With each breath, maybe a little heavier. A little more here. Okay. And even while we're still really with that gravity of the body and the weight, I'm going to invite us to, as we're breathing, breathing into the chest and let the breath turn into a very gentle chest expansion. So there's opening around the lungs. Maybe the shoulders want to roll back a bit, or maybe we just want to gently move with them and see if they can feel a little more open than they are even just now. Oh, welcome, Kim. Beautiful that you're here. So as we're breathing in, follow this breath. Where does it take us in the body? As we follow that breath with our attention, to where does it take us in our body? What sensations, what parts of the body are we feeling light up or sensations in? Does that breath want to turn into a subtle movement, really just opening? Opening the body, relaxing out of rigidity at the moment. Very soft. Is it the head, shoulders? Is it down to the hips? Into the legs and toes? So these are like butterfly moments. We're breathing in. The breath is opening us in the chest, around the heart, which is our gateway place today. And maybe other little movements follow on from that. Heart, chest, opening. So what we're really allowing is expansion, but soft, gentle expansion. Really bringing the body online with the expansive energies we're breathing in now. So don't worry if this is vague, there's no wrong or right thing to be feeling here. We're really just breathing. It's more than enough. I'm just reminding ourselves that we're receiving what's for us from within. We're sat together in this field, opening to align with our highest truth in this moment, whatever that means. And to receive some gifts that are for us right now without needing to know what shape they're going to take. We're just breathing in. So what we're going to do now is imagine that we're breathing into the heart from within, from the infinity of all that is, from unconditional love itself. With every breath, the softness of what love has to offer us is filling the heart. It's spilling out into the chest. And just like the air knows how to circulate, the blood knows where to go. So too does this breath know how to flow through our fields, through our bodies. For our systems, So keeping the body quite subtle with this. You may find, if you are very with the body at the moment, you just, there's some things as we breathe in, the more we breathe in this expansiveness, there's some parts of the body that just want to squeeze up really tight and release. You know how we do that and it releases locked tension. So if that's going to feel good for you, that's an invitation now. All of this is to allow what wants to flow in as we deepen our little journey, to have this free flowing open pathways, like we're clearing the river so the water can flow. Okay, so what I'm being shown now is this white light, beautiful diamond activation in the heart, a double tetrahedron with a spinning and a circle around it. You don't have to do anything with that, but it's in the field and it's part of what's in the gateway now. And it's carrying in. Oh, I think it's very activational, that white diamond light. So it's not only carrying in, or the breath is carrying in what's for us, but the diamond white light has this kind of activational property. So we're being with the essence of our true selves, and we're allowing the light within to be activated in new ways. Really don't try and track that mentally. This is not something we need to cognitively understand. I'm narrating it because it helps it. And it helps our focus. Staying with your own experience, over and above the words coming through me. And allowing this moment now to be spacious. Allowing for that breath we were breathing in from love to be rolling out and expanding in all directions now. Into our field, to our fields. Into our reality. Inviting a breath of grace into what's manifest now. Okay, and any sensations that arise at this point, just allowing any thoughts, images, anything that keeps returning to your awareness, let it be here now and be welcome. So you're opening to a field of grace and things can pop up because they want to dissolve in it. So we're just allowing them to. There we go. Beautiful. All right, guys, I think it's time to get slightly more physical. So I don't know how you think, but my suggestion is to take the hands, and if you can reach your feet comfortably, to reach your feet. If not, place them on whatever part of your body feels like your hands need to be there. So take these moments to feel into where my hands need to be. I'm so going for the feet with this one. Okay, and when you put your hands where they need to be, you can begin by really holding that part of the body with sort of firmness, not hard, but firm. So you can feel the warmth from your hand traveling inside that whatever part of the body that you're holding right now. As I say, if this feels right to you, if you're with a deep process, stay with your process, okay? You don't have to follow it. That if it feels right, you listen to the body now. As I say, I'm starting with the feet. And you're letting that warmth travel inside. And even if you can't physically feel that warmth traveling inside, what about opening to the possibility that it is? What about even imagining, using the tool of the imagination and imagining that it is? That warmth is happening now inside the body, all the way to the very center, the very core, or whatever part we're holding. And just stay like that for a moment. Feeling that warmth. Okay. Taking a breath. Dropping even deeper into that connection, hand on body part. Wherever that hand needs to be, or those hands need to be. Taking a breath. Okay. So it's just the beginning. We're just kind of getting ourselves started then. So when you're ready, I'm going to invite us to take both hands now and place them on the lower belly. Same thing, really allowing for the possibility of that warmth from the hand traveling deep inside. And breathing with that warmth as though that's all there is breath of warmth happening deep inside the lower belly now. The whole abdomen. And give ourselves some moments like this. And notice the longer we stay here, that the rest of the body wants to drop. Parts of us that haven't relaxed yet might start to relax. So we give them permission. Give the body permission to really drop into this moment. It's not going to achieve anything. It's not going to experience any particular thing right now. Everything about us right now is exactly enough. So we can say with our hands here, I am enough. So we're silently sounding that, where this warmth is, where our hands are. I am enough. last time. I am enough. And here, deep in the sacral center of the body, there is a center point, a still point. You can just imagine that there is gateway to source, to the infinite. You can imagine we're placing ourselves at the center of this gateway in the still point. Resting, relaxing here in our enoughness. And breathing in from that infinity, whatever's for us, into the lower belly, into the sacral, to the abdomen. Into the womb, for those of us who have them, into that space. And just don't worry about any tensions that come up. Anything that arises in these moments, just while we're here, is natural. There's a kind of an unwillingness to be here or something trying to get away from the moment, noticing it. Saying, I see you, it's okay, you're allowed. That's allowed. We gently remind ourselves now, that here and now, there is only one moment. Okay, so when you feel to, your body will move you, will give you the indication. I'm going to invite you to return the hands. For me, it's to the feet, but you might feel like you want to place your hands somewhere else, but really listen to and hold that firmly. Feeling that warmth travel inwards, reaching the very center of the body part we're holding, opening up the gateway to the infinite. There, right in the center, right in the deeps. Knowing that with every breath, we'll be breathing in unconditional love from the infinity of all that is. Right into the deeps of whatever body part we are holding. And all we're doing really is allowing. We're holding our body, we're breathing, and we are allowing. Okay. Then notice if you're drawn to a part and then you want to take your hands away, notice that resistance to receiving and just listen. Keep listening to what feels right for you in the moment. And stay with this body part for as long as it feels right. Breathing and receiving. So there's warmth traveling in from the outside, from the hands, opening that gateway to the infinite. As we breathe in from the infinite, there's loving warmth returning, infusing the whole body part that we're holding here now and spilling out. So we really don't need to concentrate on all that. We're really just breathing and feeling. Sounds need to come out, movements need to happen, go with it. And when it's time, you might want to let those hands shift up a bit or even change place entirely. So for me, it feels right to just start at the feet and slowly scan up the body, but with my hands in place. I'm just inviting that breath of love deep in on the inside. And it's going to carry out whatever can lead through that gateway to the infinite. And carry in what's for us now. It's such deep honoring that we are choosing to allow unconditional love from Source all the way into those body parts that are ready to breathe that now, to feel that now, and to relax into it now. And if you need to stop and stretch, that's a great sign. So trust what's going on with the movements and the breath. That breath is our temple right now. And movements like the worship, the prayer, saying yes, the word's coming in. Now the mind might think, hey, I've got a problem with this body part, so of course I'll put my hands there, but I really encourage you to listen to see if there's anywhere the hands want to go first, because you never know what wants to open up in order to bring healing to a place that's been challenging us. Oh, yeah. And it's like the breath is traveling in two directions. So we're breathing in from infinity into the body from deep, deep, deep within. But we're also bringing that warmth, that love from life, that breath of life from the outside in. There's love and there's light. There's the inner and the outer. So we're really letting our opposites dissolve. And the body gets to melt into that. Experience whatever is going on for it with that at the moment. Okay. So I've been with my lower body, and I can feel my hands want to return now to the abdomen again. So just listen to, where is that flow of feeling taking your hands? Where do they want to be now? Are we ready to return them to our starting point? So no rush, be with whatever you're with, because in these following moments, I'm going to drop a bit more into silence and listen now to all of the sensations in the parts of the body that we were just holding, especially sorrow. But anywhere that we notice sensation happening, we're just listening and welcoming, bringing our attention in. No wrong or right experience to be having in the moment. Doesn't matter if we don't notice anything at all. It's just the breath and here now. This is the point where if we feel like there's something we want to ask for, healing with, help with, support with, knowing that we're asking from unconditional love itself, and that perhaps there are guides and beings and presences of unconditionally loving integrity who can answer within that love. We can give ourselves these moments to ask, what can I call something now? What would I call for support with now? It's specifically in the body. And what's here now? And what does it feel like when we're breathing in? Because we're breathing in whatever we've asked for. It's coming in with the breath. We can just notice how it feels to breathe. How does the body feel? Is it breathing more? Does it feel like those body parts that we were holding, can we imagine they might be breathing more? You know, whatever that means for us. Are they vibrating with more aliveness? Do we need an answer to that question? We're really just inviting that to be so. Now, those body parts that we've been holding or that we've been present with, change is happening now for some of them, if not all of them. So it's kind to just hold them again gently and just reassure these parts of our body, it's okay. The change that's happening now is coming from love in answer to our heart's calling. And that can help us remove and dissolve those obstacles to receiving what we're calling for when it comes to healing in the body. And let go of knowing how it's going to show up. Oh, well, feeling would show up like this in my body. This is what I would get or what would happen. Just relaxing out of that now. Back to our little hummingbird that appeared at the beginning saying, welcome the unexpected. So this is a space where what we're calling for is coming in through for us. And we've called within, but it's coming from many directions, potentially all directions. So I'm having the sense that these are the kind of the light geometries that are now working with that beautiful deep essence, the oceanic space we were in. These are like the light geometries that are formed from that base in answer to what we're asking for. And they're coming from us through a higher self, the guides that work specifically with us. Really, I'm just going to say stay with the physical sensation in the body and anything you notice, anything that comes. Just welcoming whatever's here now. We each have really unique and beautiful ways that we work our magic, that we work with love, that we work with light. And so what's going to be happening in each of our fields right now is going to be a very unique dance of answering specifically what we've called for. So we're just staying with our own experience. Don't need to get the news flash yet on what it all means. I'm really letting ourselves drop in deeply now. I can feel that invitation to let go of all the exciting activity and come to rest. There's a whisper coming of just let go, beloved, let go now. Stop holding what's holding. Let it relax. Let the breath enter where it's been denied all this time. It may enter now. Give it permission. This is the breath of life and renewal. It knows what's for you. Harmony always is. Harmony always knows. And love always is. Love always knows. Trust yourself to be opening only to that which is in divinely loving integrity, answering the highest call to wholeness in your heart. So, Father, if you feel getting kind of strong sensations at any point, don't worry about them. It's okay. They're temporary. Just give them permission to be here. Know that there is something being worked with. If you're not feeling much at all, that's fine. There's nothing that you're supposed to be feeling. I'm just going to give some space for healing to happen. And we're not alone. We're sat in this field together. Each of us holding resonances of love, gifts, and abilities in healing. And it's the higher selves, the intelligence at work, that knows how to make the beautiful most of that. All these agreements, soul to soul, that are going, well, I can help with this, and I've got that, and this is what I bring. Not really conversations, we just show up, and gifts are present. When there is an intelligence at work. That's quite nice. I'm feeling like a thank you to everyone here. And it's like a thank you running between us at the moment. Oh, thank you, I'll have that. Oh, thank you, I'll have that. But knowing very clearly that we only get what we give permission for. Our boundaries are known to our higher selves, always acknowledged and honored. Now that, just pointing to that, has really deepened and complexified some of the beautiful healing. That suddenly there's more permission, there's more yesness in the space for love to breathe and flow. The way it wants to. It's wonderful to be picking that up. So we will bring this to a close shortly, but these moments are pretty precious because there's so much that we are just in our presence. And we're not here by accident. know, we've come together with this group in this moment for this purpose because we fit. It's a fit in right timing. Okay, and at this point, I'm going to suggest we all call in support for ongoing integration that's going to happen when we do sign off after the meditation and go into the rest of our evenings. So it's nice to call that support in now while we're remembering, so that what we're integrating fits with our life and what we've got going on outside of this space, but also that our integration can be easy, graceful, effortless, harmonious, and kind. You know, we've each come here and said yes to receiving, yes to allowing some change and transformation. And the space is most certainly beautifully busy with the gentlest, loving, most kind exchange of gifts at all levels. The real emphasis I'm getting on Gaia, Mama Gaia and her children being held in this moment. Oh, if I'm a body and my body is not separate, let's let that dissolve into oneness even more. And it feels like a precious moment, this new moon gateway, for that. So I'm really feeling the presence of the elementals, the holding, embracing love of Mama Gaia, the beauty of really the birds I'm getting. I'm going to ask them to see if you guys are getting other animals. Came here with a lion. But, yeah. So it's... And now I'm just being shown Mama Africa and the elephants and the dust and the earth and the giraffes and the trees and our feet. Like the DNA in us that connects us to the origins of human body, human bone, human blood being birthed within the planet. Very visceral. So if they aren't already, you might want to plant your feet firmly on the ground or just feel the soles of your feet. You don't want to move. And imagine that connection to the earth, to the origin of time, how long bodies have been dancing in this planet, living, breathing, and dancing here now. Within our DNA, we have what connects us to that history rooted to the dawn of our own time, the dawn of our own beginnings. The body remembers, it's got its own remembering of how it became. And there is a divine blueprint for that that's not touched by any of the stories that we record in history, but it's the body's own understanding of its natural state within the earth. And that seems to be the blueprint, the template and the blueprint really alive right now. Okay, I'm going to come out of this recording because I just really want to be in connection now. It's too much silence. So I'm going to suggest that we keep our attention in the soles of our feet or wherever else you're really focused. And as we come out of this meditation, keeping the eyes closed, but allowing the body to move us out of this inner space back into the room, back into a more kind of eyes open, connected space.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.